Authorities in New York are trying to protect wildlife and the public from health problems. They say 5 domesticated deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease. That discovery in New York is the first time that fatal illness has turned up east of Illinois. But there is no evidence it affects humans, which is good news to the people who ate venison from one of the deer at a sportsman's dinner in Verona, New York. David Summerstein reports from North Country Public Radio.
Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, was first found in Colorado in the late 1960s. Since then, it spread south and east to 11 other states. People have feared it would pop up in New York eventually, but they didn't expect it to first appear in the chili.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big surprise to the fire department and me and anybody else that went to the game dinner.
George Egan was among 350 people who ate venison chili, steaks, and sausage at the Verona Fire Department last month. Health officials later determined that venison came from a deer that had chronic wasting disease.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not flopping on the floor foaming or anything, you know, but they're not looking over their shoulder at me or something like that, wondering when I'm going to go.
Like Egan, most people who are at the dinner are taking the news in stride. They know CWD hasn't been linked to human illness. Still, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends against eating meat from infected deer. Chronic wasting disease causes a deer's brain and nervous system to degenerate, and New York officials are taking it seriously. They've killed all 20 deer on the 2 farms east of Syracuse where the illness was discovered, and they've quarantined several other farms linked to the first 2. Biologists don't know exactly how the disease is transmitted, but they're concerned it may have spread beyond the farms. Assistant State Veterinarian Bruce Ackey acknowledges one of the farms does more than raise domestic deer. It also takes in wild deer for rehabilitation.
The fact that deer could be brought into the index farm as orphan deer from the wild and released back to the wild, it is a concern depending on how those animals were handled.
This prospect, that chronic wasting disease may be in the wild, is what alarms hunters most.
This is the Vernon Rod and Gun Club. We're down here in Vernon, New York.
Vernon is down the road from the fire department where the venison was served. Scott Faulkner practically grew up in this one-room clubhouse, along with his father and grandfather.
I've been hunting since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I want my kids to be able to do, and I want my grandkids to be able to do it.
But the number of hunters in New York is already declining as fewer young people take up the sport. Faulkner fears if chronic wasting disease spreads, hunting will continue to decline.
And it's happened in other states when it's first announced out there.
When CWD was discovered in Wisconsin 2 years ago, the number of hunting licenses dropped 10%.
And that's just from people panicking.
Those numbers rebounded, but people around the Northeast are worried. Hunting is an important part of rural economies, and if the disease spreads, containing it could sap millions of dollars from state wildlife conservation budgets. Ward Stone is New York's lead wildlife pathologist. He says he hopes CWD can be eradicated in his state in the next few weeks, but he's not optimistic about the long term.
I think it's here to stay, and I would not be surprised to one day see it from Boston to Los Angeles.
Officials in central New York have begun killing more than 400 deer for testing to determine if chronic wasting disease has spread to the wild. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein.